Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
Hello, I'm definitely in Beach Boys mode, too. I'm wearing my striped shirt, like yeah. They always did. And
yes, they had those shirts on their first 100 television appearances,
right,
I believe.
Right, and when I do my next appearance on WGN-TV, I'll be holding a surfboard under my arm.
Surf's up in Lake Michigan. There's news in the Britney Spears case. What's happened now?
Yeah, well, it's probably something that should have happened years ago, but, you know, Britney Spears now has a new lawyer, and the new attorney has done something that the previous attorney who was with her for about 15 years never did, actually filed the legal papers to have her father removed from the conservatorship plan, the guardianship, basically, that she's been under since 2008. Yesterday, the new lawyer filed the official paperwork asking that he be replaced with an accountant to oversee her assets, saying that the arrangement has become increasingly toxic. They say that they ultimately want to end the conservatorship altogether, but this will be a good first step because last month Britney called her father abusive and said that she won't perform again as long as he's part of the arrangement. Somebody else controls her life decisions and her health care, a co-conservator, but things are moving along with trying to end this conservatorship.
There's some movie news to report today about The Exorcist. Is this going to be a theatrical release, this new one?
It's going to be an online release. It is going to be on the Peacock Network. That's what they're saying right now, that this will be an Exorcist trilogy that is expected to begin in October of 2023. But what I think is really interesting about this is that Ellen Burstyn is going to be part of it. Ellen Burstyn, who was the mother in the original film from 1973, she will be co-starring with Leslie Odom Jr., who some of you will remember from the original Broadway cast of Hamilton. Some of you will remember him last year getting nominated for an Academy Award, taking on the role of Sam Cooke in the movie One Night in Miami. He will play a father seeking help when his daughter becomes possessed by the devil. We don't know if Pea Soup will be involved in this new sequel, but I was looking at clips, you know, these clips that terrified us when this movie came out. I was actually laughing out loud at you know, I guess special effects have come along so far now that these very rudimentary effects that they used in the original movie, while it's still a profoundly scary movie, it's considered to be the scariest movie of all time. I got to say, I was laughing out loud when she was levitating above the bed and bouncing back and forth, and her head is spinning around in circles. I don't know what that says about me, but I was laughing.
Oh, I can do that. Watch this. I can make my head spin around in a complete 360. Well, watch this. It goes around, and then I come around and back, and then back around, just like Linda Blair did. Around and around in a complete 360-degree circle.
Wow.
How about that?
Those are amazing special effects, too.
what's the record, the streaming record, that Kanye broke?
Well, you know, listening party that he threw at the Mercedes-Benz Center in Atlanta this past Thursday night, you know, they sold the place out. It's like the United Center, and they sold the place out, and people sat in this giant arena and listened to tracks from his new album, Donda, and they also streamed the event on Apple Music. And this, Kanye broke the streaming record. 3.3 million people tuned in to hear new tracks from this new album. The previous record was 1.6 million viewers for anything that had been streamed on Apple Music. So it more than doubled it. I mean, you know, we've all been making fun of it that people paid all this money. They paid $100 to go there and you know, try to listen to music in a big arena like that while he stood in the middle of the arena and basically did nothing. But, you know, the other part of the story now is that apparently he likes this Mercedes-Benz Center because reports are that he has moved into moved into the stadium, and he plans on staying there until he finishes. The album is not quite finished yet. He says he's going to stay there and work on the album there. And
maybe he just likes the concessions.
That could be. I mean, you know, I've had pizza at the United Center. I've had nachos there. They are delicious. So, you know, maybe that could be enough to keep him there. But the album's supposed to be out on August the 6th. So apparently he's going to be there for a little while.
Dean, we have celebrity real estate to report today, don't we?
I am always happy to share the real estate news, the celebrity real estate bubble. continues to, you know, glow. And this time it focuses on Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner, EGOT winner, John Legend, and his cookbook author, model, wife, Chrissy Teigen. They have sold their very modest Beverly Hills home. It is 8,500 square feet, seven bedrooms, with a hand-carved wooden ceiling that was imported from Thailand. That's just some of the features that I have here on my Dean Richards real estate listing sheet. That
how modest.
I put the property was listed for $23.9 million. They settled for $16.8 million, so they lowered their price quite a bit, but still made money on the house. They bought it a couple of years ago for $14 million. From Rihanna. So this house has got some, you know, celebrity history to it.
Heather Locklear is coming back. What is she going to be doing exactly?
She is going to be doing a movie with, of all people, Meghan McCain from The View. Heather Locklear has actually not made a movie since 2017. She's just been laying low, but she is going to be starring in an upcoming movie called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, the Christine Carlson story. Christine Carlson was the co-author with her late husband of the best-selling book series Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And Heather Locklear will star in it. Meghan McCain will be the executive producer of it. This is going to be the first project for Meghan McCain after leaving The View, which she does at the end of this month. So I think this week is her last week on the air on The View. But this movie is expected to be released on Lifetime a little bit later on this year.
How does the James Bond movie, the new one, look to you?
It looks great to me. I mean, I'm a huge James Bond fan. I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them through the years. The next one is called No Time to Die. And this movie has been delayed and delayed and delayed because of the pandemic. It was first supposed to come out in April of last year. Then it got moved back to November of 2020. And then they moved it to April of 2021. And right now it's scheduled for release on October the 8th. And I've seen some footage of it. I've seen they had a trailer that came out. I don't know, it's 3-4 months ago, something like that. And the trailer looked great, but they released some new footage yesterday of just action scenes, of just Daniel Craig in fights and doing special effects and jumps from cars and off of cliffs and, you know, things like that. It's on YouTube if you want to take a look at it. But I'm super, super excited about it. And I hope it's still going to be released in 2021. I mean, you know, we were so optimistic that everything was reopening again. But now with COVID numbers going back up, it's anybody's guess what's going to be happening now, you know, in the next few months.
Yeah, and you wonder how people will feel about getting back into the theaters now. We just started to be okay with it again, and now the variant.
So. Yeah, now, you know, and we've got this big, you know, this big test of the whole thing with Lollapalooza that starts on Friday morning. 100,000 people a day are going to cram into Grant Park. And even though they say that they're going to require proof of vaccination or that you have to show that you have tested negative for COVID within the last 72 hours before being allowed in, it sounds like it's very easy to bypass that system. I mean, if you go online right now, I don't encourage anybody to do this, but there are fake vaccination cards that are easily purchased Wouldn't surprise me one bit if, you know, they're going to be selling them. If Lollapalooza is going on in Grant Park, my guess would, if you walked over to Wabash under the L, you probably could buy some fake vaccination cards.
Yeah, unfortunately, no doubt about it.
So, you know, who knows what is going to happen after this weekend?
And did you see who is 99 today, Dean?
Did not.
Norman Lear.
No kidding.
He's unbelievable.
He's the legend.
Yeah, and he, I mean, I saw him, it's been a couple years, but man, oh man, is he still sharp.
Yeah, he's sharp as a tack. He hosted a screening of, I mean, there's a documentary about 2 years ago about his life and everything on television. That he created all of his groundbreaking television shows, his life growing up, the Archie Bunker character that he created for All in the Family was based on his dad. So they had a screening over at the Music Box Theater, and they invited me to come over and host a Q&A with Norman Lear. I think it was, I don't remember if it was before or after. I guess that doesn't really matter, because the whole thing is a blur to me, sitting on stage with Norman Lear and, you know, interviewing him and talking to him and just hearing his amazing stories. I was on cloud nine. People always ask, you know, who are your favorite people that you've interviewed? And Norman Lear would definitely be one of those.
Yeah, how great. I asked him what his secret was to being so vibrant still well into his 90s. And he looked at me and he said, it's because I'm here right now. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I'm not thinking about what I did yesterday, what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm present and taking in everything that's going on right now at this moment. And you think about that. That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic advice. I remember him also talking about that I have nonstop curiosity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he is constantly, you know, wondering, well, what about this story? What about that? What about, you know, his whole life has been a series of whatabouts that have been complete genius. So God bless him. Happy birthday, 99 years old.
Norman Lear, 99. Mick Jagger, 78. Old is the new young. No, it's no question
about
it.
Let's hope.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.